It's time once again for Sports Talk. I'm your host, KOSU's Michael Cross, along with sportscaster and journalist Brent Weber. Brent, the Oklahoma City Thunder certainly made the final game interesting, taking San Antonio into overtime, but only scoring 6 points in the extra 5 minutes. What were your thoughts on the final game?
It's awfully difficult in the NBA, and I've said this before, you expend a lot of energy sometimes when you're playing catch-up basketball or when you're doing that kind of thing. You know, that's been their MO. They've not really been they were not really a great overtime team necessarily. Let's put this in perspective. Spurs are the best team in the NBA. They were over the regular season just a little bit. Just a little bit better than the Thunder. Guess what? They were just a little bit better than the Thunder in the Western Finals.
Right.
Took them to overtime in Game 6. Would have meant they had to win another game. So a game and a half better than the Thunder, you could say.
Right.
So I think what needs to be focused on, in all honesty, you know, the NBA is an awfully long grind. And I think what happened in that overtime was simply the Spurs executed a couple of things very, very well that they can do in their sleep.
Right.
Tim Duncan low post, Ibaka's feet were getting maybe a little tired, but no one's fault but someone's credit. Their players made a couple of plays. Thunder didn't hit the shots, and those were shots that Kevin and Russell had good shots that they make half the time.
Do you think they just finally hit the wall, as it were? It's just time to.
I have a feeling. I thought this going into that game. I felt like whoever had the upper hand at the end of it would almost feel like, hey, let's play another one, because it's day to day with the way those two teams matched up very, very well. They both play very good defense. They really do. So it wasn't really anything that the Thunder did wrong, in my opinion, in overtime. I don't think it was that at all. And I think we focus so much on what could you have done differently. Well, you could have played someone other than the Spurs, who played a very quick, almost a viral-like defense. As good as any team will play team defense in a closeout game, in any game, frankly, in the playoffs. And that's because players play. They're good players. They're smart players. They're not knuckleheads. They're well-conditioned, like the Thunder. If you notice, the Thunder as a franchise is built on the same mold as the Spurs. Guys you can count on to give you all they have, who are smart, who listen, who counter. I think that these guys, if they play, they could play pretty tight games all year long if you just let them play all the time. But Spurs are a little bit better right now for whatever reason.
And so the season is over. While the Thunder didn't get to the finals, the team finished with the second best record in the NBA, and Kevin Durant received his first of hopefully many Most Valuable Players awards. How would you score the 2013-2014 season?
How can it not be an A? Well, I don't know. If A plus is winning the championship, then they have to be an A, not an A minus. What are their weaknesses? Come on. You know, they won more than 60 games over this haul. You know, they won close to 4-8. Let's do the math. You know, almost 70 games. So am I doing my math
only
right
23
there?
Losses.
That yeah, was so let's put that in perspective with the playoffs. I believe they'll go down as the second best team in the league this season. To get better, they have to play better. They still have to figure out moving forward what Russell Westbrook is. There was a lot of talk about, you know, should they ultimately make him a two guard? In other words, that's the shooting guard, the scoring guard. There's the thought there that he becomes a freer player. That would be,
I think Reggie is more of the point guard.
Reggie is more of a point guard, or go get another point guard as well. A more of a true point guard. The problem with that is there aren't guys that step into the NBA and start as point guards in the draft. And it's very difficult to trade for a player like that because, you know, you want him. Reggie is more of a true point guard, so do like his possibility there. So, but if you buy into Russell is your answer as the point, and he is a remarkably talented player. I mean, Magic Johnson was a point guard. You know, Dwayne Wade has played point guard, so he can be that kind of dynamic player at this stage of his career. Then you have to make up for it in other places. Question, Thabo Sefolosha, likely gone. Love the guy. Love the guy, love the player, love the teammate. And came here, Ron Adams was the assistant coach, now an assistant coach in Boston, was assistant coach in, in Chicago. Big fan, very close to him. He's got he's a family guy. He's extremely intelligent. He'll wind up somewhere. But you know, if they could get him back at a fair market, he's not the problem with the Thunder. Mm-hmm. Tabo would come off the bench and not complain. That's very important. And most of these guys would, other than the obvious. You know, the big guys, they're nowhere near that stage of their career. But they do need to decide something, and they do need to be able to sometimes, I think, go true point. And if Reggie's the answer, then it's got to be the answer from day one. They're unique. They're difficult to match up with, so I could talk about that all day. I don't know that you need to change a lot. I think you need to make some decisions about who comes off the bench, and Scott will analyze how he coached in this, but again, I think players beat him. I think players beat Scott Brooks, Spurs players in that series. Everybody else they beat.
And fortunately, with the postseason going into June, we don't have to wait too long for the next season.
That's true. Yeah, it does drag on, doesn't it?
So the NBA season isn't over just yet. Tomorrow night, the Miami Heat travel to San Antonio for the best of seven final series. Any thoughts on who ultimately takes home the Larry O'Brien Trophy this year?
I've said I believe the Spurs, the West will win it. It has laid out as well as it could for Miami. Both San Antonio and Miami, and I think more so Miami's staff has learned, and maybe from Pat Riley, maybe from watching Greg Popovich in San Antonio, they have learned to try to rest players, hell or high water, we don't care, so that at this time of year, they're peaking. Spurs, outside of Tony Parker, are peaking. Can they win? I think the Spurs could win it in five.
Okay.
If Tony Parker plays. If you get 80 to 90% of Tony Parker. But as Greg Popovich said, 50% of Tony Parker is a negative. Mm-hmm. So then he becomes a weakness. So if that ankle is not good to go, then that's a problem, because over a seven-game series, they would have less offensive ability to attack Miami's weaknesses. Miami has weaknesses. They just happen to have the most dynamic player in the NBA
in
LeBron
weaknesses.
James. You know, but I am much as a coach. I'm not a coach, but if I were a coach, I'm much more worried about defending and offensively attacking a San Antonio team that is, as I mentioned, like an amoeba. They're like a virus. They're there. They don't. If there's a gap, it doesn't stay open for long. You can't spread them necessarily because they're so adept. And their bench played very, very well against Oklahoma City. So I think the Spurs will win this thing in five, maybe six. But here's the funny thing. I think they'll get on a roll. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't lose the first game of this series at home. San Antonio has had kind of a way of doing that historically. I don't have the numbers to back it up, but we've seen it. A lot like Muhammad Ali, sometimes you lose an early round so that you can gain the knowledge of what to expect from the rest of the fight.
And there you go. And Brent Weber is a freelance journalist and sportscaster and author of The Sports Guy, Scorecard Scribblings from an Ordinary Journalist. You can find Brent on his website at scorecardscribblings.com.